The last thing I want to ask you about is what happened at ASCO, if anything, that you thought was of great importance in terms of clinical research in colorectal cancer?
This was not a banner year for colorectal cancer at ASCO. I think that there were some reports of combined chemotherapy with oxaliplatin, 5-FU, and irinotecan showing high response rates. That was encouraging, although I think that the future will be more selecting patients based on certain tumor characteristics. And right now we're in a phase of consolidation, of trying to fill in gaps that have occurred over the last few years as we've developed these 5 or 6 effective drugs. Whether using cetuximab in the first line with chemotherapy is as promising as using bevacizumab with frontline chemotherapy, whether there's a potential for combining the use of these in frontline chemotherapy is the focus of the intergroup trial right now. Being able to substitute capecitabine for 5-FU has been another issue. The emergence of panitumumab and the phase 3 results that reported out at ASCO, but AACR, showing a very high significant improvement in time to tumor progression for those individuals who were treated with panitumumab with refractory colorectal cancer compared to best supportive care, and that has been the focus for the registration packet that's been sent to the FDA by Amgen, and we should hear back from the FDA probably in the next 3 to 6 months.